Okay, let's get into our discussion of Parshas Naso, Tavshin Pei Vav. And this is a pre-Shavuos Shir still, tomorrow night. But Achenu B'nai Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz might be listening to us next week for the next month. We're going to be off a week, but nothing's off. It's exactly on, and the Torah is the same, whether we are listening to it at the quote-unquote right time of year, wrong time of year. There's no wrong time, and we do what we can. So we start off with a thought from Rabbi Sachs. In his Sefer Judaism's life-changing ideas about the parsha's name Naso, by Dabar Shem Shalemer Naso as Rosh B'nei Gershon, lift up. So lift up the heads, lift up as we count. And as he writes in the beginning of source number one, we find often Naso, Su, Kisisa. Right, there are other words that can mean counting in Hebrew, and yet the one that we use is Naso, Kisisa, which means to lift up, and instead of limnot lispar lift code. So there are many that have spoken about this. When we count, we lift up, because usually you would think counting is the opposite. Counting, we're just numbers, right? And when we're made into numbers, then we're not chashuv. But the counting in Judaism is different. We don't count by numbers. The answer takes us into one of the most revolutionary of all Jewish beliefs. If we are all each in the image of Hashem, then every one of us has infinite value. Each of us are Tzelem Elokim. So what does it mean? We're like Hashem. We're like Hashem in some way. So Mahu Afata. Mahu, unique. Afata, unique. And infinite value. We are each unique. Each, even genetically identical twins, share only approximately 50% of their attributes. We all are different. And the more we learn about science and DNA, the more we realize how unique each of us are. This was simply not a value in the ancient world, nor is it one in tyrannical or totalitarian societies today. Right? They believe in the masses. Most people were simply regarded as part of a mass, an army, a workforce. What mattered was their total, not their individual, their hopes and fears, their loves and dreams. It talks about stories in Egypt. If a brick fell from the tower, they wept. The Medrash tells us about Migdal Bavel. If a worker fell and died, they paid no attention. Hundreds of millions, he talks about, historical countries that also focus on this, but Judaism doesn't believe in masses, so to speak, only. We believe in Vayakel, but we also believe in Pekudei, to use the Lashon of Rav Zevin that we've touched on in the past. He writes on line 35, in the course of my life, I've had several deep conversations with Christians, and there's one aspect of Judaism they find very difficult to understand. The conversation usually turns to the central figure of Christianity, and I'm often asked, do I believe that he was the Son of God? I do indeed, I reply, because we believe that every Jew is the son or daughter of God. What Christianity applies to one figure in faith, we apply to all. Where Christianity transcendentalizes, Judaism democratizes. It means everybody. My conversation partners often think I'm being evasive, but finding a polite way to avoid answering the questions. In fact, though, the opposite is true. We don't believe in their form of Son of God, but we believe in a form, in our form of Son of God, because we are all connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We are all, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe to tell Paro, B'ni B'chori Yisrael. And we are all children, and that's what we say over and over again, in Tfilah Avinu Malkeinu, turning over the page. He quotes that we have to recognize this in the counting. Though we are being counted to see how many we all are, we try to make sure that we don't get lost in the masses, right? We are individualized within the Yachid Mitoch HaTzibur. And he quotes, right, that's the story that some are familiar with from Simcha Bunim, who says that every Jew should have their pockets filled. Two messages, one in each pocket. One paper in one pocket should say, Bishvili Nivra HaOlam, right, in my sake, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, and the other one, Ani Afer Va'efer. So we are unique, but we're nothing alone. But we are unique. We each have non-negotiable dignity and inalienable rights, the chulu. And then he quotes, it's the job of every Jew not only to recognize their own uniqueness, but to recognize everyone else's uniqueness also. Because that really makes us like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just, obviously, he is Elohim, but he, what does he do? He believes in us. He gives us a unique character. And he quotes that one time when Prince Charles, I guess now is king, at a banquet given by the Jewish community, spent as much time talking to the young school children who came to sing in a choir, as he did to the great and good amongst the guests. When he came to a primary, Jewish primary school, lit Chanukah candles with the children, giving each the chance to tell him who they were and what the festival means to them. That, he says, at least in Britain, is what royalty is and does. They make other people feel important. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us. We are Bishvili Nivra HaOlam, and we have to recognize that that is the way that we should act like royalty. Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. And he says, especially the people that maybe aren't naturally lifted up. We need to lift them up. As he says in the last paragraph, never let anybody just feel like a number. Make those who you meet feel important, especially the people you usually take for granted. The waiters at a communal meal. The woman who takes your coat in a cloakroom. Remember, there used to be something called the coat room in the old country when it used to be a little chilly and used to have jackets. The shamus in the synagogue. The people doing security. The caretaker. The most junior member of the office team, Bechulu. Make eye contact. Smile. Let them know you don't take them for granted. The life-changing idea is Naso. Nasro Israel Kosh Kaladas B'nai Yisrael. Recognize our own Selam Elokim and recognize the Selam Elokim in others. You are as important as you make other people feel, says Rabbi Sachs. Okay. Moving right along. Something very creative and special. We haven't looked at Rabbi Steinsaltz in a long time, but let's look at his Sefer on Chumash Chaye Olam. Source number 3. Rabbi Steinsaltz asks a simple question. And Bali Kriya will appreciate this question. And that is, out of all the parshios in the Torah, one of the more confusing ones to find where the parsha starts is Parshas Naso. Because as we know, there are a couple of Nasos. Right? We have Parshas Naso. Naso as Rosh B'nai Gershon Gamheim. Right? B'nai Gershon. But the end of last week's parsha. Right, the end of last week's parsha. Vaydabar Hashem Moshe al Aaron Neymar Naso as Rosh B'nai Kahas. So there's a Naso there too. You just got to know where to start. Where to start. And then later on, we have in our parsha, after we have Gershon, we have B'nai Marari Tifkot Osam. There is no Naso. But asked Rabbi Steinsaltz, why is the job? What are these Nasos? Count and figure out who's in each family, Gershon, Kahas, and Marari, and give them their tasks. Give them their jobs. So why is it that the Parsha has one last week, Kahas, and two this week, Gershon and Merari? Why is that split? You would think that the Parshios should be split amongst, again, why is that the Minhag of Klal Yisrael? Right, we know in the days of old, right, there was a Minhag that they finished the Torah every 3 years, and every Parsha would be split up into three. But the way that we have it, and the way that it's been split up, is the way that we have it, and this way the Midrashim have it. The Medrash is split up by Parsha. Right? Just parenthetically, Medrash Rabbah and Naso was the biggest Parsha, Medrash. Some say it's because it's right after Shavuos, so they have so much to say and so much to talk about, not just because it's the longest Parsha, because there's not so many themes. The whole second half is all the same. But the Medrash is the biggest. So the question that Rabbi Steinsaltz starts off with is, so why is it that Kahas is last week, and this parsha starts off with Gershon. Gershon. This is going to be a Gershon thought. A Gershon thought. Rav Steinsaltz writes in Source 3. Parsha is also Merkeves Mikama Vakama Nosim. Many topics. Okay, we're not going to read the whole thing. I gave you the whole article to look at. Sota, Nazir, Berchas Kohanim, Karbanos. But we're going to talk about Gershon. Why is it that last week Kahas was mentioned and now we have Gershon and Merari? Tir avodos b'nei Gershon, says the Rabbi Steinsaltz, who ba'osa tavne shal tir avodos mishpochos levim acheros. But every family in Levi was given a job and described in last week's parsha and this week's parsha. Right? B'nei Kahasu b'nei Merari. Hapasig nasoas rosh b'nei Gershon gam heim hu chazara. Right? But what does it say here? Also, that, what do you mean also them? You're doing all three. What do you mean? Also them? What is that adding? Kimat mila b'mila, it's repeating what was said earlier. Naso as Rosh b'nei Kahas. Barurim kein shemedubar b'parsha achas. Barur gam sha'af al pishe l'chora yesh nechazor al osu adibur. Even though it's repeating it, there's a separate tafkid here. Why does it say gam? As if we're trying to equate? Yeah, Gershon also has a job. Well, yeah, Gershon has a job, I know. Last week God says a job. What's the gam? Question two. So why is kahas in last week's parsha and Gershon separated to start off this week's parsha as if we want to show Gershon some chashivus? Question one. And question two, what's the gam? What's the gam? Turning over. Adayin yesh l'shol, madu b'nei Gershon matchila b'parsha chadasha. L'rabi b'nei Gershon bolit gam ma'shenemar gam hei mag oso gam. It doesn't say gam by Merari either. And he's the third. If you want to say it's also this one, so say it by the third one, not by the second one. So Lubnei Kahas Yesh Hagdara Berura. So he says, let's think about this. Kahas, we know exactly what their job is. We'll call it the best job, the most holy job, the most kadosh job, the most spiritual job. That's Kahas. Clear. Last week's parsha, they get the kalim. Lubnei Kahas Yesh Hagdara Berura. Zo Savodas Bnei Kahas Baal Moed Kodesh Hakadoshim. That's how it's called. B'nei Kahas Heim Halaviyim Shem is Askin B'Kodesh HaKadoshim. Aron Abris L'ma'et Mikrim Bodadim Einenu Nisa L'Biyei De'Kohanim El B'yad HaLaviyim B'nei Kahas Havodah Shalahem Yilaseis Es Masha Yish B'Heichal. They carry the most special kelim. The menorah, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach, right? The Kohanim go in and cover all of them, like we learned at the end of last week's parsha, and then Kahas carries them. Havodah Shal B'nei Kahas Hi Lo Havodah Shem Mizi'im Ba El avodah b'muvan shal la'avir mahut shal dvarim. La'seis es aron habris b'chlal. Gam b'derach ha'teva zelo inyin shal sabalus. Even, it's not schlepping. It's not heavy loads. Because if you think about it, he says, the aron, as Chazal say, the aron carried itself. Because it's, if you think about how much it weighed, it would have been impossible. It's a tremendous heavy gold. Kashem ma'od liros ichnasu as aron habris. Bifrat, Chazal tell us, Shakaporis haisabovi tefach. The kaporis, the cover of the aron, was a tefach thick of pure gold. And that's just the cover. Bisholasos kaporis bovi tefach, afilu b'li kruvim. Without the kruvim, tzorech lishtamish b'kamut adira shal zahav. We don't think about the quantities of gold. U'mishkala tzorech lios harbe yoter mitun. That's a lot. And there's no big, heavy masa'it, big truck that's helping you. Right? But Chazal say, Aro Nosei et Nosav. Right? They didn't really carry it. They were part of this Nes. The B'nei Kahas. Halavia, Shomrim es Ha'aron, Lo, Halevi, Shem Meirim es Ha'aron, Lo Meirim Chavila, Hu Meirim Davar Shlo Nimsa, B'tocha Olam Hazeh. They lift up something totally spiritual. Makam Aron Enam En Amida. The Aron shouldn't have fit inside the Kodesh Kadashim. Sha'aron habris nimsa chetzio b'olam hazeh v'chetzio b'olam acher v'chulu. So kahas, we know they were on top, so to speak. Ki avoda shel anshe maila. Who were the people of kahas? They were the leaders, the spiritual leaders, the melamdim. Those were that were totally always plugged in spiritually. Mishpachat b'nei kahas lo nishra rak b'gvula ha'avoda b'gvulos ha'avoda azos. B'nei kahas yatsu harbe anashim gedolim Shmuel anavi. Right, came from Kahas, Mibin Barav Shal Korach, who's compared to Moshe and Aaron, the Chulu. Okay. That's on one extreme. And then we have the other extreme, Merari. Right, Merari is mentioned second in our parsha, third altogether. What does Merari do? Schlep. They're the schleppers, they got the boards. Karshi Amishkan, Uvrichav, Va'amudav Vadanav. They're the Sabalim Pshutim. Hey Melo Shenosim Asakrashim Es Mivneh Apsasi Shel Amishkan. They take the structure. The heavy loads. The heavy loads. Lefama Afi Lasos Avodak Fiyam Yichon Lasos Anashim Gedolim Lefachos. Okay. So we have Kahas, who are the high spiritual, and then you have the Meraris, who are the Shlepers. And then you have the Gershons. They're somewhere in the middle. Ve'abachina hazos mishpachas hagershunim omdes be'emsa. Right, zos avodas la'avoda olamasa. B'nei kahas heim anashim she'oskim b'dvarim ruchaniim. They're not just schleppers. They're not just, you know, designated to carry the boards. They carry, as is described, everything else. Not the holiest kalim, and not the boards. They have curtains. They have all other kalim that were involved. Again, b'nei mekas oskim dvar ruchaniim. B'nei merari avodasam yamnam lo avodah intellectualiot. Al basof obekan bias. I take a hammer. I take it apart. Gershon is mashenimsa beemsa. Everything in the middle. Sometimes, says Rav Steinsaltz, this is where he's getting to his point. Sometimes it's easy to be one or the other in terms of these extremes. Right? If somebody knows that they're the spiritual leaders and tzaddikim, they know what their life is about. And then you have the ones who are, we might call them, pshutei ami haaretz. Just, I'll go through the motions, I'll do my thing, and don't bother me with anything more. And there's no great spiritual aspirations. There's no great, okay, this is what I know. Maybe it was in the days of old, there were more of this, the illiterate and simple Jews. Nothing negative, just simple. Avamasha korei, but what happens if I'm somewhere in the middle? I know I'm not all the way up there, but I'm not all the way down there either. I'm not tzaddik yisod olam, but I'm not an ama haaretz. That's the Gershon mentality. And Avo Masha Korek Shani Lo Malach Velo Sabal. Ani Rak Be'emsa. Do I have an avoda to do? Like, I'm not up there, I'm not down there. Like, I'm trying, but I'm kind of stuck a little bit. I'm not Mani Osek Vavodas HaKodesh. Avo Lo Bedvarim La'elu La'ela. Vani Margesh Shani Be'etzem Lo Oseh Shum Davar. Eifo Ani Omeid. I'm a little stuck. I'm not the great spiritual leader, but I'm also not a schlepper. So am I achieving what I'm supposed to achieve? You know what the Torah says? Naso as Rosh B'nei Gershon, Gamheim. The Torah starts off Parshas Naso with Gershon to show them Chashivus, to show them that yes, the Jews in the middle are also very Chashiv, so to speak. You have to know the Gershons. Sorach Laharim is how some to lift them up and say, Atach Hoshev Shachasim, Yilachu Es Kol HaShamen. You think that the Kahas is what it's all about? No. Zeo Gamat Siduk HaYechidi Lekach. The parsha starts off with Gershon, and it's Gamheim. Ratzulatid Kavod Lebnei Gershon. Bimkom Shuv Lahachnis Otam Beemsa Kamo Sandwich. Right. Instead of saying that they're just the sandwich people, right? When Kahas is over there, Murari's over there. No, we give him Kavod. We open the sandwich, so to speak, and we start the parsha with them. And that's what he says. That's what Gershon symbolizes. Turning the page, they symbolize Jews in the middle. And sometimes, you know, so many of us, maybe all of us, like we look at our leaders and we see them as they're really making a difference in the Jewish world. They're really being mashpiim. They're unbelievable. They're in charge of, manhigim of the tzibur. And then we know there are other Jews that we might look around and just say they're fine doing their thing. And they don't have any other higher aspirations to change the world or change their community or change themselves. But most of us are somewhere in the middle. Most of us, we're not the G'dolei Olam, but we have aspirations for spirituality. We want to improve. We want to go up the ladder. Maybe we'll give a shir or two at some. We don't want to be, so to speak, Anshei Merari, who are also important. But we're somewhere in the middle, says the Rav Steinsaltz. That's great. Whatever we accomplish in the middle is also valuable. Also valuable. Right? He says on the left side now. Habayahi b'mikra shel b'nei Gershon. Adam b'nei Gershon enenu b'madrega shel hu yachol pitom magid. Oy! L'aniach tefillin v'lamod v'lir kod. Me'idach. Hu kfar yatza mi'agedr shel anashim ha'pshutim. Shachayim shelem heim lo fantasio v'lo yomro. Right? We're not just going through the motions. I don't need to think about anything. I don't have to get better in my avodas Hashem. Hashem knows who I am, and this is what I do. We want to get better. We want to go up, even though we're not going to be up all the way. So, says Rabbi Steinsaltz, that's the Gershon mentality, and that's what many of us have. And we have to say the Torah is giving us chizuk in this regard to tell us that there is space. I should strive. I should push. I should reach. And then he says, even on the next page, okay, we're not going to read the whole thing. He says, even the angels have different levels. Right? The Rambam tells us in Nichus Yisodei HaTorah, based on Chazal, Srafim, Ofanim, Chayos, Ishim. There are some angels in the middle. Think they look up? They think they look down? And says Rav Steinsaltz, maybe it's all human beings. We're like Gershonim. Because as the Gemara says in Chagiga, we're somewhere in between animal and angel. We're not angels, and we're not animals. So what are we? We're somewhere in the middle. We're like B'nai Gershon. We're not Kahas, we're not Merari. And this parsha gives us chizuk and gives us pause to say, that's okay, Hashem believes in us. Hashem created humanity of Gershonim. Because that's what humanity is. Right? He says on page 5 now, Mahut shel B'nai Gershon shayeches l'min ha'enoshi bichlal. Right? This is us. La'adam yish maspik das b'nafsho b'shvol adashu eino marutze. I realize I'm not perfect. Yesh lo yoser midai guf b'chdei liot malach v'yoter midai neshama b'chdei liot behema. You know, animals don't have to worry about anything. Angels don't have to worry about anything either. But we do. In Yana shel b'riyas ha'adam, Hashem dafka created the middle beings. And guess what? That's the tachlis of life. For us to be this in the middle. To take a little bit of our goof, combine it with our neshama, that's what it's about. Right? That's what it's about. This time period of our lives. I was just reading this afternoon, we mentioned it in Daf Yomi Shir, Dagdam of the Gesher Achayim, Techele Gimel. Why does he call his Sefer? That's the classic Sefer on Avelus. Right? All the other Kitzurim that are Bizman Azeh are based on the Gesher Achayim. The bridge of life. Because we usually think, we call the first bridge birth, and we call the second bridge death. But really, as he describes there, and the song Conversation in the Womb came from that description, right? If you ask two twins that are in utero, is this what life's about? Oh, yeah, this is life. Would they imagine anything beyond? And then one of them thinks, oh yeah, there must be an afterlife. And the other one said, no, there's no such thing. And then when one of the kids is born and the one left inside is like, oh, my brother must have died. I hear him screaming. And really it's the opposite. He was just born. So, Rev Tukhachinsky writes, Gesher HaChaim, birth, what we call birth is the birth of our guf. What we call death is the birth of our neshama, having its own existence. And that we're right now in the middle. We're in this stage of our birth, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is the goal of our life as we have to have it. He says on the last page now, on page 6, Ilu haya HaKadosh Baruch Hu bori yasa adam rak neshama kedosha, hamalachim hayu ulai omrim kadosh lefanav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bori rak min kof, heim hayu omrim b'seder gamur. Ela shu bori yasa adam b'zu ba'aya. Barata adam, mitzad achad atonosin lo neshama, we have a neshama, mitzad sheni asiyas haguf. We have to say that Gershon gives us chizuk, and we have to take it from there. Okay. Moving right along, let's talk about some of the other mitzvahs of the parsha. So we have the sugya of Nazir. The sugya of Nazir. In the Sefer Simon Labanim, Rav Kashiel, he notes the machlokas tanoim amoraim rishonim that we've touched on often in Parshas Naso. And that is, how do you look at Nazir? How do we view a Nazir? It's a tricky status. It's a tricky status. We know that he is called the Kadosh, but also he brings a Karban Chatas. That's the Stira. And that's what the Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban, about what do you focus on word? The word Kadosh or the word Chatos? But related to this issue is, we know a Nazir separates himself from certain pleasures of the world. And he writes in the middle, Ketzal Lenelis Yachesal Atzchum Ha'afor. How do we look at the gray area? Bo Advarim Enam Asurim Al Pi HaTorah, Ach Gam Enam Begeder Mitzvah. How do we look at the gray area? Things that aren't mitzvahs, but things that aren't averos. But this is a philosophical question that the Chovos HaLevavos deals with. Is there really any gray area in life? If I'm supposed to do it, it's a mitzvah. If I'm not supposed to do it, it's an avera. Is there any gray area? But we know there is, so to speak. There's a divrei reshus. The Gemara talks about for Hilchas Shabbos, Dvar Mitzvah, Dvar Reshus. So there are mixed Ma'amari Chazal about how we're supposed to view, we might call it, extra halachic, leisure, enjoyment of the world. How do Chazal look at it? So he writes on line 27, Hayadus Bitsura Bura Enena Negan Hanaos. Clear in Chazal, Chazal is not against getting pleasure from this world. Enjoying the world. The Torah is not against enjoying the world in the proper way. In the proper way. Kakov and Gamarambam, the Rambam writes, Budalevi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Boras Olamo Barachamim, Bu Masapik Et Sarcheinu, Ba'atifa Ne'im HaMalei Sarcheinu. You go outside, you see the beautiful, you feel the beautiful air, you see beautiful flowers, you see beautiful mountains, smells, you hear beautiful music. And what happens when we hear that? We make a bracha. Because we put the Hana in a context. A Nazir has to go to an extreme, yes, but he's using the Nazir topic to be able to talk about the issue itself. Yes, enjoy the world, but Chazal tell us, we make a bracha. And even we know, we just made this bracha last month, 2 months ago, we make a bracha, Hashem, there's nothing lacking in your beautiful world. Ubara bro, on line 31 at the bottom, brios tovos, ilonos tovos, lahanos bahem b'nei adam. To give us pleasure. That's why Hashem created the world. Hashem could have created the world, one of the, one saw written, where all food tastes like aspirin. There's no taste. We'd eat because we have to eat and survive, but we wouldn't enjoy it. Why do we have taste buds? Why do we enjoy things? Because Hashem wants us to enjoy. In a proper context. So says Rav Kashiel, the first point is, yes, to enjoy, but what's the goal of enjoyment? Obviously not just the enjoyment itself. If we accustom ourselves, because every hana we have to recognize is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who mevin shakach olam banui. He realized Hashem created the world in order to be mahana to us. So maybe that will sink in, and then we will realize that we, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be mahana to others. Message number one, a way to channel our enjoyment. We enjoy something, share the enjoyment. Hashem gives us so much, we should share the wealth, or pay it forward, as it the saying goes. Hashem makes our life so enjoyable, we have to try to make others' life enjoyable. Message number one that we could give, that we could take from enjoying. But then he says there's another idea. Ulam on the next page in source number 9. Me'ever l'shikul chevrati, besides this idea of enjoying with the goal to then give, maybe there's something about it within ourselves as well. Yesh banal kadei lefatech es olam haruchani shel ha'adam. Ironically, and again, let me say this already now, he says at the end of his piece, obviously, if the enjoyment becomes the focal point of my life, and I become addicted to that enjoyment, and I can't use it, but it uses me, then we're not talking about that. That's too extreme. But in the proper way, physical pleasure can help develop my spiritual life as well. Hamitzvah shenasal lanu abore einon rak lumataras asiya technit. Right, the mitzvahs, as we know, are not just to technically do. Ki im lumataras kiru v'ha'his angus al dvar Hashem. The mitzvahs are supposed to get us to enjoy spirituality. Us tisaneg al Hashem, as Yishayahu he says. Hashifa hishenavas olam aruchani. We have to try to love ruchnius, like we daven every morning. V'harevna. Make it sweet for me. How do we make it sweet? So you might say, one might say, reject the physical world, reject any physical pleasure, and just be misbodeid. And there are other religions that believe in that, that's the best way to be spiritually connected, by rejecting the physical. That's not what Judaism says. Judaism says, part of being a spiritual person is to build a family. Part of being a spiritual person is to have Oneg Shabbos and Simchas Yontif. How does that work? So he explains, maybe if we see a beautiful world and we get enjoyment, that will lead us, as Chazal say, that will lead us to want to, you have a beautiful world, maybe a beautiful svara. Right, the Gemara says, Dira na'a, Isha na'a, Navena, right? When things are beautiful around us, hopefully if we process them properly, and again, there's a danger. But if we could use them properly, if we enjoy being with our family, if we enjoy being with good food and making proper brachas and Shabbos and Yontif, that could lead us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Shavuos, right? Whether we're listening to this shiur before Shavuos or after Shavuos, the Gemara says one of the three exceptions to the Chatzi Lashem v'Chatzi Lachem is Shavuos. Everybody agrees on Shavuos, v'inanami Lachem. the day that we got the Torah. What does that mean? So many Mefarshim explain, the Malachim didn't get the Torah. We celebrate our humanness because being physically involved in the world, hopefully that will bring us to spiritual highs as well. Again, it seems somewhat counterintuitive, but he says on layer 9, Adam bal chush esteti yichapes ha'estetika gam batorah. If the aesthetic, beautiful world around me, so helpfully that will lead me to, you know, want that. A neat, somebody once said, like, if you have a messy desk, sometimes the brain is also messy, right? I should have a neater desk, but neat, clear, I could clear. Beauty around me, cleanliness, that itself has an impact. So that's what he says. Again, a nazir is extreme. A nazir has to get away. Maybe he feels that he has to go to the opposite in the pendulum, but he says, these are two ideas that being involved in enjoying the world. Number one, if we enjoy, we'd want to spread the enjoyment to others. And number two, maybe it could even affect in the proper context, it could help us connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, at the end, he says, obviously, the dangers that are involved, we have to make sure that it doesn't become a selfish act and it doesn't become a obsessive act. But again, the more pleasure there is, you know, many of the pleasures we could think about that we go through in life, we get greater pleasure when we give in that pleasure that we're getting. So we're not going to go into any more details of that right now. Okay, one halachic issue that comes up in the parasha. I think we might have touched on this in the past. So we have Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim, two thoughts on Birchas Kohanim. So the Gemara tells us on Birchas Kohanim, if you look on the bottom of the page, I gave it to you from the Gemara in Ksubis, Kosavarchu es b'nei Yisrael. It says, so you shall bless. Zor hanoseh es kapav over ba'aseh. If a zor, if a Yisrael goes up and pretends to be a Kohen, it's a bitul aseh. Kosavarchu, you should give a bracha. Atem b'lo zarim. You and not zar. B'lo v'abal b'chal aseh aseh. Okay, a zor can't give a bracha. Says the Torah Tamima, top left now. Inyan zar anosias kapav kusha'olo leduchin levarach ezeol berachas kohanim. Okay, if a zar goes up, which Yisrael is going to go up to give? Is he going to fake being a Kohen? He's just, he's jealous. V'nira delachein nikra al pi rov inyan berachas kohanim b'shem nesias kapayim. Lahavdil mistam brachas. Right, everybody, what, if I give, a parent gives a child a bracha? We give brachas all the time. Right, suggest the Torah Tamima, the Lashon of Chazal is Zar Hanoseh is Kapav. A Zar that lifts up his hands. Not just giving a bracha. Giving a bracha in the specific way that the Kohanim give a bracha. That's the problem. Bevada Efshel Lahagbil Rak LaKohanim. Stam brachas? We all give brachas to each other. Every time there's a sim, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov! That's a bracha. Do we think about that? Whenever we say Mazel Tov to somebody, that's giving them a bracha. They should have Mazel Tov. Ya'an ki alolo kol yesh mutter levarech ish asrei. Everybody, we give brachas, right, to each other, even a zar. V'rak badzeh mitzuyen es berchas kohanim. But when it's nesias kapayim, an outstretched hand, that's the problem. See, if this is true, says the Torah Tamima, so what about the minhag Yisrael of giving brachas Friday night, Yom Kippur? Yesh lohair al ma samchu ha'olam levarech ish asachi echa b'nesias kapayim. Al Rosh HaMizbarech, and many go on the head. He's looking for a defense. Again, the Torah Tamim, his father was the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan was known 90% of the time as the defender of Minhagei Klal Yisrael. So if that's true, then he's got to work hard here. K'mo she'nohagin b'berachas chasanim v'chadome. So how is it that there are brachas given sometimes with outstretched hands? Is it only if your fingers are like how the Kohanim have to keep their fingers? Just as Nesias Kapayim. Ulazarim yeshbaze isarasei, v'dochek lomar ki lekohanim misur rak b'nusach habracha. Maybe only the Nusach habracha is a problem, but that's also a problem because many people say that Nusach habracha, Yivrach Hashem. V'ani shamati me'ish emunim. I heard from a trustworthy source, says the Torah Tamima, that the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, at the time that he did a wedding, he only gave a bracha with one hand. For that reason. One hand. Al Rosh, B'shas HaBracha, V'sha'aluhu al Kacha. And they asked him, V'heshev ki lo matzino bracha b'shtei yadayim rak l'kohanim b'mikdash. He says, only kohanim use two hands. V'zu lazeh lo ra'isi v'lo shamati mishayar al zeh v'hi ha'ara nifla'a. Says the Torah to me, that's the ha'ara nifla'a. And he says, v'gam nir li afil l'kohen lo hurt shalavar bracha pratis p'tis kapayim. That's it. He doesn't have any. That's his defense. Doesn't help people who give two-handed brachas. And there are many that do. Some don't. So if you look, I gave you a summary. In the Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes, the minhag of many is to give two hands. Two hands. Matzinu la'agra la'tamid avnat. Achlon is pashet emir la'achmir v'zeh. Line 7. The minhag la'achmir has not been mispashet. Meaning, v'chachme v'tzadiki hadoros ha'yim avarchen es b'neyem v'talmideyem v'anach shtei yadayim ala rosh. Everybody, not everybody, many do that. Tukhazi. Va'adrabi ishtam al pi niglev al pi nistar levarech banachas beyadayim dafka. He says, you look in Sarm, which I didn't give you. He says, al pi niglev sar dafka to use two hands. Vein mefakpeik, right, overflowing bracha. He says, okay, don't split your fingers like the Kohanim split their fingers. Okay, we'll give you that. Right? That could be a limit, that could be a chiluk between what the Kohanim do or what the Yisrael does, but maybe that's where we would limit Zar Hanose as Kapov. So that is one halachic issue on this pasuk of Kosavarchu. And now one hashkafic, somewhat, not fully Kabbalistic, but a thought from the Kedushas Levi on this pasuk. Kedushas Levi in Source 13. He quotes from the Baal Shem Tov. Kosov Aruch was b'nei Yisrael, b'levi Yisrael mibarditchev. He quotes, HaBaal Shem Tov haya mochiach tamid es ha'olam b'zeh ha'pasuk. The Baal Shem Tov said all the time, Pasuk Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is your shadow. Dehainu, kemo sha'atzel ose masha adam ose, just like a shadow does whatever a person does, kach ha'borei baruchu kaviyachal ose masha adam ose. Right? Just like our shadow follows us, Hashem follows us. Hashem follows us. Whatever we do, however we act, Hashem does that. Hashem is our shadow. L'achach tzarech adam lasos mitzvos v'litein staka ularachim alaniim. So we have to do what we want Hashem to do with us. Give staka because we want Hashem to give us staka. We want to give have rachmanis on poor. Kedei sheyasa bori baruchu. So Hashem does that to us. Gam kein imo atovos. We could give do good to others. Hashem will do good to us. V'hinei. This mida, this behavior of what we want to do, will do, what we want done to us, will do, and so Hashem will do it to us. He says that mida is called ko. Ki pirish hamila shel ko hu kach. Ko means, so it should be. Ko. Kach. Pirish kamoshu ose gamkin abori baruchu, baruchu ose. Ko means, so it should be. What you do, so it'll be what he does. That's what the word ko means, says the Baal Shem Tov, quoted here in the Kedushas Levi. That's step number one. The word ko means, I act, so Hashem acts that way. V'zeh yadua. Shabori baruch hu rotze leitiv la'amo Yisrael. Hashem wants to give us good. Ki yosef masho egel rotze li nog par rotze alanik. More than what Hashem, more than, as the saying goes, more when what the calf wants to nurse, the cow wants to give. I saw that's one of the 10 reasons why we have milchiks on Shavuos. It's about the melamdim in Torah have so much to give, overflow. But that's why he says often when we daven, Rav Chaim Yevalazhin also talks about this a little bit. Besides, yes, we're going to focus on our needs in davening, but we should also daven in a way, Hashem, help me give you nachas. At least certain parts of the tefillah. Maybe in Shomei Tefillah, Hashem, please help me give you nachas. We want to give our parents nachas. We want to give Hashem nachas. Rakshi abori baruchu tainug mizeh. Hashem, please have tainug in my life. Kamo sha'amru b'mishnah. Im lamata Torah harbi atachzu Torah la'atzvachki l'kach lo'tzarta. Pirish shihei maisa shal adam ra kadei shehaya labori tainug bazeh. Okay. So that's step two. The word ko, whatever, however we act, Hashem does that for us. Hashem is our shadow. Number two, when we daven, we should daven in a way that Hashem, please, I want to give you nachas. V'zeh yadua. K'sha'adam is palol b'shvilo, as I nikra mekabel. K'sha'adam rotze lekabel davar ochei zagav yad la'aretz v'atoch yad la'mala. When we're asking for something, what do? We stick out our hands, palms up. palms up. When we ask for something, palms up. And we hope to get something. But what happens if when we want to give something, palms down? Palms down, we want to give. You give something by holding the back of your hand up and you give it. When you want to be mashpia, your palm is down. When you want to give, want to get something, palm is up. So usually we daven with our hands, our palms up. But once in a while we should also daven with our palms down. Meaning Hashem, we want to give you nachas. As if we're being mashpia to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Azai nikra mashpia shu mashpia kaviyacho babori baruchu. Va mashpia oches gavya lamala v'tochi alamata. Put it all together. Put it all together. Ko, Hashem, we want you to do what we do. We should daven to give Hashem nachas. Hands tell the whole story. Kohanim have to, nisiyas kapayim. How are the Kohanim's hands? Facing down. Why? Says the Kedushas Levi. Because it's as if the Kohanim are saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please be mashpia down. We're giving bracha. But we're doing it because we want to give you nachas, Hashem. Hashem, give us nachas by giving good to the Jewish people. Right? Ba'ahava. They're doing it out of love. Tahainu. Shochzim gava yedem kenege p'neyem. K'momi shir yitzal hashpia. The Kohanim want to be mashpia. They want to give. V'zeh pirish ko savarchu. Ko. Like this. Hainu, sheyavarchu es Yisrael kedei sheyiel abori baruchu tainug mizeh. Bless them that Hashem, we're trying to be mashpia, please be mashpia on them. V'tiyu atem mashpiyim kaviyacho ba'abori baruchu. You Kohanim, give. So then I'll give. If you give, you act in a way, right, as Kohanim. You can take this in different directions. V'yachar kach abori baruchu yashpia lachem kol atoaz v'brachas al Yisrael. Right, if you try to give me nachas, I'll give you nachas by giving them simcha. Ukamosha amarnu shezeh amidah nikra ko, that's the ko. Kamosha Yisrael osim kaviyachol, so too he will do. Again, there's more here, we can think about this more, but this is the message of the Kedushas Levi. Okay, two more thoughts on the Nesiim. Right, that's half the Parsha, so I'll talk about them a little bit. First thought is from the Apirion, Shlomo Gansfried. I think we mentioned this many years ago, but it's worth repeating. And the question that the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh asks and many others, and that is, why do we have to have such a long parsha? Why does everyone have to be set separately, right, just to give us laning on Hanukkah? I mean, we could have found others. So the Apirion asked, Hiksha Al-Sheikh, Lame Richa Torah L'Saper, Kol Prati Karban Al-Sheikh, Kol Nasi V'Nasi, Dvar Yom B'Yomo, Ein Hefresh, they're all the same. So he says, he quotes, based on a thought from the Panim Meiris. Shenishal. Noma kavu anshikas hagadola. Why do we start off every Shemona Esrei with Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Ve'Elokei Yaakov? Why don't we just say Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, Ve'Yaakov? Or Elokei Ha'avos. Why do we say Elokei by each one? Halodai haya ba'omro pamachas. Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, Ve'Yaakov. Ve'Heshim, what did the Panim Meiris say? Lashmina to teach us. Delotema de Yitzchak v'Yaakov eminu rak la'aviyem. Why did Yitzchak connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Not only because Avram told Yitzchak about him. He did, but Yitzchak developed and sharpened his own relationship. Va'alad batchu. Ela kol echad ve'echad me'ahavos amad ba'atzma achakiraso. Each of the avos delved into their own. Ve'hikir besichlo shehu elokim. He recognized. He was Yitzchak's God. He was Yaakov's God. My father? Yeah. They give me, my father gives me a basis, but then I develop it my own. Zekeli, even though Elokei Avi. V'zeh sh'amar Elokei Avram Shua Yaharishon, Shehimsi, Mitziu Sobarav Sichlo, V'chein Elokei Yitzchak, Shegamu Zulas Kabbalas Aviv. V'chein, he says that's why all three. Says the Apirion, also the Nesiim. The Nesiim didn't just copy. Okay, there are many answers to this question. This is his answer. They didn't just copy. They thought to themselves, how could I best connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Which karbonos should I bring will best be mechanech, the Mishkan? And they all came to the same conclusion on their own. Each one of them with their own kavanas. It wasn't because machla shiro came me'akodmim. Ela miyad kasher shamu sheyaviyu karbonoseyem. Nasiyachad yom, nasiyachad layom, hiskilu kalachad bedaito. And they realize. and therefore it wasn't just a copy. We have to develop our own relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, the end game could be similar. We have to daven, we have to learn, we have to do everything similar to the other Jews, but we have to try to make it our own. We have to have our own connection and our own inspiration from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like each Nasi had his own inspiration. That's from the Aperion. And again, every Simcha this time of year, people ask me sometimes mention which Varets are good for Simchas. The Chassan and Kala, obviously they get a lot from their parents, but they've also each have developed their own connection, and the Bar Mitzvah boy should grow up to follow. Okay, you can relate it all. Okay, we continue. Final thought, we'll see if we have time to get through it, is from the Shem Yishmuel. There's a Medrash, not such a famous Medrash. The Medrash says that we know, if I would ask you, I wouldn't have known this before preparing. Okay, who's Nasi number 7? Who's Nasi number 7? I wouldn't have known this. Got to go through it all. Bal Kore would know this. Ephraim. The Medrash says that he was Shabbos. They started on Sunday. He was Shabbos. And the Medrash says his karbanos were docha Shabbos. The Medrash, the Shem Yishmuel quotes, only his karbanos would have been docha Shabbos, the Medrash says. Only his. What does that mean? And the Medrash says, you look in the right side now, Ephraim was before Menashe because Yaakov Avinu put Ephraim before Menashe. Shehikdim Yaakov Avinu as Ephraim lefnei Menashe. V'ilu haya Menashe kodem Ephraim uba yomu lahakrav b'Shabbos, lo haya docha Shabbos. Only Ephraim was docha Shabbos, not Menashe. What does that mean? It was a carbon yachid, so to speak, a little bit, like for each Nasi. So nothing should have been docha Shabbos. Well, as you say, it was for the day, but the Medrash says that only Ephraim was docha. V'yesh lahavin, what's going on here? V'nehin, Neresi, he says on line 10. Menashe and Ephraim, if you think about the names, why Yosef named them that. What is Menashe about? It's about the past. Nashani elokim eskalam ali, Hashem, help me forget my past and all of my trials and tribulations. Ephraim is about the looking ahead. Hefrani Hashem be'eretz ani. Ki Ephrani elokim, who is rachvus gvul hakedusha, nimshach ma'ase tov. Says the Shem Yishmuel, Menashe was more of the sur meirah, getting rid of the past that would have pulled me down. Ephraim is the Aseh Tov. Usually, Sur Meirah comes before Aseh Tov. But says the Shem Yishmuel, based on this idea, Yaakov Avinu knew that sometimes we Jews, we can't wait to do the Aseh Tov before we do the Sur Meirah. Because then we'll never get to the Aseh Tov. We'll never get to them. Yaakov Avinu, line 21. Sam es Ephraim lefnei Menashe, hainu, shemachmas hirs rachvus gvula kedusha, memelun is balu kol kochas kolonim. Sometimes the Aseh Tov will help me get rid of the Ra. I can't just do it, per se. Vizos eitza yeutz alisha yisraeli, shebal yamtin basiyas adar mitzvos, ashivah rabbi kibro. We have to do tshuva, but sometimes don't wait till you're perfect, just jump in. Rock, gracious, daverless, ames, belimitar, kadosh, vasiyas, and mitzvahs. Jump into the good idea and the good program. Ulu umashi, kansu, divrei Torah, betoch mea. If it goes in, it's gonna help burn out the ra. Just like, we shouldn't go into Shabbos unless we're totally ready. You know what? Jump in. Yantif, jump in. Well, we're totally spiritually ready for this. Jump in. Im lo haya ba haShabbos rak achar taras aleif. If Shabbos would only come after we have purified our hearts, lo haya nasa Shabbos laolam. We would never have a Shabbos. Ki mi yuchal lomar zachisi libi sheiroi lakabel kedusha Shabbos. I'm ready to be makabel kedusha Shabbos bein olam haba. And also every yantif, kein zeh Pesach Shavuos. It's impossible to purify our heart perfectly beforehand. So you know what? Ephraim before Menashe. Hifrani Hashem be'eretz ani. So that's why Yantif, the first day of Yantif is called Shabbos, okay. But he says, maybe Alderach Drush, the concept of a carbon being Docha Shabbos. Again, this is not halachic, but what does that mean? Just forget the Ra, forget the Averis right now. Just go do the good. Bring the carbon. And obviously, we're not posking Chilul Shabbos here, but the message, Ephraim's about the Sur Meirah. Jump in, do it, bring the carbon, and the Shem Yishmuel says that's what we're about. And sometimes in life, we don't have time to read it, but the Chamud de Daniel here in, brings other examples. Sometimes in life, we're so limited, we limit ourselves by the Sur Meirah, we don't allow ourselves to get to the Aseh Tov. Sometimes we have to jump into the Aseh Tov. Right, the Nesiim, right, they said, we'll wait to see what's gonna be. Sometimes you can't be misasa, you can't be late, just jump into the mitzvah. And he brings other beautiful examples from Basia. Sometimes he quotes at the end, Ramosha Feinstein was known as giving haskamas to everybody who asked him to give a haskama. Everyone. That's why Ramosha haskamas, sometimes they weren't worth as much because like he gave haskamas to everybody. They went there, Ramosha. Like right when he got the request, he didn't think, I just gave the haskama. Some stories about Sfarim that were even against Rav Moshe, but sometimes you have to jump in. There's also a pshat that they say, and this will finish, you know, the Kavalam HaKagigas, right? If you accept the Torah, great, and if not, Sham Teik V'Raschem. Right, what do you mean Sham Khan? Everybody asks. What's the Sham? If you have the attitude of, let me think about it, let me see, Sham, I'll decide. No, Sham. If you have the attitude of Sham, procrastinate, then take, that's the burial of the idea. It's not going to happen because we're just going to lose it. So sometimes just the Aseh Tov, and then sometimes the Sur Meirah will come b'di'evit. Okay, we'll stop here, Be'ez Hashem. We'll pick up with next time.